kissing a horse. Of the two spoiled barn sour geldings we owned that year, it was red, skittish, and prone to explode even at 14 years, who'd let me hold my face to his own, the massive labyrinthine caverns of the nostrils, the broad plain up the head to the eyes. He'd let me stroke his coarse chin whiskers and take his soft, meaty underlip in my hands, press my man's carnivorous kiss to his grass-nipping upper half of one, just so that I could smell the long way his breath had come from the rain and the sun, the lungs and the heart, from a world that meant no harm.